Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system.
Today, we're going to be talking about the question of when you should speak to cops. When should you have a conversation with police officers? Matt, when is it appropriate for our clients to speak to cops?
Yeah, the simple answer to that question is never. I always tell my clients that the only time that you should talk to a police officer is if you're drowning in a lake and you see a police officer on the shore, you should ask that police officer to help you. And after you get dragged ashore and you get done coughing up all of that water and the cop asks you, how'd you get in that lake? You should say, I don't talk to cops.
I like that.
It's one of those things where, you know, you might not think you're saying something bad, but you may end up making admissions. So, I mean, just to start off, you know, when do our clients usually get questioned by police?
Yeah, well, we see a lot of different scenarios where police officers end up in the presence of our clients asking questions. The most common one, I would say, is probably traffic stops. Get pulled over by a police officer and all of a sudden he's asking a whole bunch of different questions and our clients are answering them. Other situations might be search warrants where the officers may have a legal reason to be at a residence, but they start asking our clients questions as well pursuant to that search warrant. Also 911 calls, a situation where a loved one maybe calls 911 saying that our client did something wrong and they end up being questioned by police officers. In each of those situations, there is a way to handle it, and that's what we want to talk to you a little bit more about that today. So, Matt, in terms of responding to those situations, what should our clients say when they're being questioned by police officers?
Very, very simple. Four words. I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer. That's all you should say. You should be nice. You should be respectful. You should answer no questions under any circumstances. The only thing that you should say when they say, do you want to make a statement? Do you want to talk to us? You should just say no. The only thing that I want is to talk to a lawyer. But, you know, inevitably, a lot of our clients do end up making admissions or, you know, talking to police officers. So, and it kind of makes sense, Mark. I mean, why would you think that people frequently talk to cops?
Yeah, and I just to kind of tag off of what you were just talking about, you know, police officers are fairly persuasive people. You know, they'll say, well, you know, why do you need a lawyer? You didn't do anything wrong. Or, you know, we just want to get your version of the story or something along those lines. But, you know, the critical thing is you just said, you just really need to make sure that you just remember those four little words because you really have no business speaking with the officer. Anything that you say to them is going to be used against you. There's a lot of situations where our clients are either caught off guard or they perhaps feel guilty. They feel that maybe they can just go ahead and be honest about the situation. And if they're helpful to the officer and are honest, then the officer will lay off and everything will be fine. What we will tell you from, you know, over 30 years of experience of doing this work, It is really never a good idea to speak with a law enforcement officer, particularly without the presence and assistance of a lawyer. Anything that you say will be used against you. Just putting yourself at the scene of a crime is enough. So, you know, while there may be a lot of reasons why you're maybe asked to speak to an officer, the bottom line is don't do it. You know, sometimes clients get confused because they think that police officers are there to serve and protect. Is that really what they're up to, or are they up to something else?
I mean, they're there to protect the public, but at the end of the day, they're police officers. I mean, if you're in trouble, we always advise you to call the police. But other than that, they're also going to get information. So like Mark said before, I mean, placing yourself at the scene of an accident, you might be talking to a cop and you might say, you know, I saw a shooting happen, but, you know, I wasn't the person doing the shooting. So now what you've done, you might have thought that you're just telling them that you didn't do it. But what you did was you place yourself at the scene of a shooting and you also say that you saw that shooting. So now the cops only have to simply prove that you either were working with the person that was doing the shooting or it might have been you that were the one doing the shooting. So if we would come to the determination that it was one of the rare circumstances that it was in your best interest to make a statement to police. At that point, we would accompany you into the police station. We would have a conversation with the detective or detectives prior to you even meeting with them. We would lay the ground rules down for how the conversation was going to go, and then we would walk you through and be by you at all times to actually assist you in making the statement to police. But that is only in very, very rare circumstances after you've had a consultation with us. In general, it's never a good idea to make a statement to police. To end this a little bit, Mark, what should people do instead of talking to police?
Yeah, we hope that you've by this point kind of understood what we're driving at here, and that is that instead of talking to the police, you should ask for a lawyer, and then you should go ahead and give us a call at your first opportunity. Give us a call. We don't care whether you're in custody or out of custody. Make arrangements for your family to call us, or you call us, and we'll speak to you right away. Look, if you end up having a conversation with a police officer, all is not lost. We're just simply trying to educate our clients and the public who are listening that it's just never really a good idea to speak to an officer. Give us a call. We will help you through the process. We will instruct you as to whether or not we think it's a good idea to speak with officers, and we'll give you that guidance. So, Matt, I'm going to let you go ahead and let the folks know how they can give us a call and other resources that they may be able to find.
If you need any more information, just click on the show notes below. And if you want to give us a call, it's 314-334-3807, or visit us online at thehammerlawfirm.com. As always, thank you so much for listening, and tune in soon for more episodes. Thanks.